My brother, G, has taken the time and the patience and the love in his heart to put into factual, chronological statement the motivations that help bring a nation into a higher level of consciousness. My brother made contributions that in the final analysis, more would become conscious so that we could begin an environment which was, you know, much because he made a contribution. He did because he loved humanity. He loved people. His greatest, you know, wish was to be able to walk down the streets with his hands in the cloud, you know, thinking about where he was going and those he would meet when he got there, and not worry about turning the corner and being brutalized simply because he happened to be in the right place at the wrong time. So I hope that, you know, people will appreciate his contribution, whether they agree or disagree, that it will raise levels of dialogue through the understanding that, well, change is absolutely necessary. What we have to think about is how we want to, what direction we want change to move in, and how we might be able to move it in, as he did. And we have to be also strong enough and conscious enough to acknowledge our mistakes as well as our victims, and to hold fast and to move forward. And I think he's done all of those things, you know, and I'm very proud of him. You know, it's just wonderful for me to have met him, who have taken this monumental sacrifice to say, you know, change is absolute, but the direction of change is never absolute. We must work for, you know, change in the direction that change must go. Because if we sit back, then others will make decisions for us about which way change should come about. And in some cases, that means we have to sacrifice others in order to have our small little island in the sky, so to speak. And when we look at it, it's not very much. We were supposed to inherit the whole world, and now we've been told us that we are the biggest criminals in the world. And, well, again, we must take a look at these things and make decisions for ourselves and look at the generations coming behind us and say, well, listen, I'm going to try to make things a little bit more further than what the last group did, but hopefully learning something from the group prior to them. So I hope that they did learn something from my brother. I would like to say more, but I won't, because it is not my thoughts, it's your thoughts. It's what you get out of it and where you want to go. And agree or disagree, change is absolute, but the direction of change is not, and you must work towards the direction of change. That's my statement for my brother.